所以他基本上这样告诉他父亲，我真希望你过去了，所以我可以得到我的遗产，离开这个地方。
Outright rejection and rebellion.
这就是一个彻底的这个背逆和拒绝神。
Perhaps you've experienced this in your relationship with God.
也许你也曾经历这样的一个关系与神。
Maybe you've experienced a hard time like a job loss or family struggles or a health concern.
也许你正在经历一些苦难，比如说丢工作呀，或者家庭里面的冲突，或者身体的健康的问题。
And in those times, it feels like God is doing nothing.
那么在这样的时候，好像神没有做什么事情。
Or maybe you think that God has done, or God hasn't done what you thought He should do.
也许没有神没有做你希望神想做的事情。
He hasn't held up what you consider to be His end of the bargain.
他好像没有持守你认为神应该能够持守的那一半的应许。
So you turn away from God, feeling like it's worthless to be in a relationship with Him.
所以说你就远离神，觉得好像与神亲近没有什么价值。
The interesting thing about both groups of people is what they have in common.
那么实际上这两种人他们都有一个共同点。
Both groups of people, though for different reasons, end up at the same point, with hearts and lives that are out of step with God.
那么这两种呢虽然是不同的原因，但是呢他们都是同样一个结果，就是他们的心和他们的生命就不能与神沟通。
They have turned away.
他们转离神。
Can we get one more click, guys? One more. There we go. Alright, they have turned around.
他们实际上是更严重，是背离神。
In the case of those experiences so addressed, it's because this is because you began to live out of duty.
那么对于另一种慢慢飘离的人来说，其中一个原因就是你开始为自己的工作来生活。
Acting like the older brother.
好像是浪子故事里面的哥哥。
In the case of those experiencing outright rebellion, it's because you decided to live for delight or desire rather than for revenge.
那么在第二种立刻这个拒绝神，这是因为你决定为你自己的欲望来生活。
You end up being like the prodigal son.
那么其结果你就好像这个浪子一样。
What both have in common is that neither of them are living for their dad.
那么他们的共同点是他们这两种人都不是为他们的父亲而生活。
Their hearts have turned away.
他们的心都已经转离他们的父亲。
Do you find yourself in either group this morning?
那么在今天早上你觉得你是其中的一种人吗？
Have you ever found yourself in either group?
那么你曾经经历过他们这样的这种心情吗？
Have you thought that you were following God, but then because of a lack of investment,in the relationship you found yourself far from him?
你是不是曾经觉得你一直在跟随神，但是呢由于你没有花时间与神在一起，你觉得你现在是已经远离神。
Or have you felt like God has let you down so you don't want to follow him at all?
那你是不是觉得神也让你这个跌倒，所以说你不想再跟随他？
For me, personally, I found myself in both situations at different times in my life.
那么对于我自己来说的话，我曾经经历过这两种情况。
But when we turn away, what's the solution?
当我们远离神的时候，我们怎么样才能够这个回转呢？
Can we do anything to fix the problem?
我们能够做什么事情去解决这样的问题呢？
Do we even want to fix the problem?
我们是不是愿意来解决这个问题？
What does God have to say this morning?
那么今天早上神要对我们说什么呢？
God actually gives the solution in the book of Malachi.
神实际上在马拉基书里面给了我们这样的一个答案。
So why are we looking in Malachi?
为什么我们要看一下马拉基书呢？
Well, as a few commentaries point out,
那么有一些解经的他们指出
they say life in Malachi's day was very much like our own.
那么在马拉基书那个时代的人，他们跟我们现在这个时代很相近。
It was a time when people had to live more by faith than by sight.
在那个时候，神的子民常常不得不完全靠信心来生活，而不是靠他们眼见的。
They didn't see God work like He used to.
他们不再看见神的工作，就像神以前好像那样做工一样。
So It was a time when no one seemed to be able to distinguish between right and wrong, between the wicked and the righteous.
在那个时候，好像没有人能够分辨罪和错，或者是正义和邪恶。
It was a time very much like our own.
啊，就像我们今天这个时代一样。
So God spoke to them and speaks to us to turn things around in chapter 3, verses 6 to 12.
所以神就亲自对他们说话，告诉他们要回转，在这个马拉基书三章六到十二节。
And what does God say to us through these seven verses?
那么神通过这七节经文告诉我们什么呢？
Look at the end of verse 7.
我们一起来看一下在第七节的结尾的部分。
The Lord Almighty says, Return to me and I will return to you.
全能的神说，现在你们要转向我，我就转向你们。
He had explained what he means in verse 6 and the beginning of verse 7.
他已经解释了这是什么意思，在前一节经文还有这一节经文的前面。
Look at verse 6.
我们看一下第六节经文。
God hadn't changed, which meant that they still experienced his patient grace.
耶和华是不改变的，就表示他的慈爱还是没有改变。
He didn't destroy them.
他的恩典没有改变，他没有放弃。
God hadn't changed, but neither had they.
神没有改变，但是呢，他的子民也没有变。
Look at the beginning of verse 7.
我们来看一下第七节的前半句。
As ever since the time of your forefathers, you turned away from my decrees and have not kept them.
从你们列祖的日子以来，你们常常偏离我的典章而不遵守。
They had turned away from doing what God had said.
他们远离神要求他们做的。
So the solution the Lord of hosts gives is this. He says, return to me.
所以说神给他们的答案就是转向我。
Did you notice that the Lord didn't say return to my statutes or return to my law?
你注意到在这里神他没有说回转到我的法令或者回转到我的律法吗？
He said return to me.
他说到转向我。
In other words, repent or change your mind or come back home to me.
或者说我们要悔改，我们要心要回转，要回家。
If you've read the Old Testament and thought that it's just a bunch of rules to keep, then you've missed the entire point of the Old Testament.
如果你们看旧约，只是看到旧约好像只是说到一些规定或者律法去遵守，那么你们就错过了旧约想告诉我们的。
The rules and laws that are given in the Old Testament are given in order to guard the relationship.
这些律法，这些规定在旧约里面所启示的，的目的是要我们和神的关系来被保守。
Before God gave them the rules, God already had a relationship with them.
在神给他们这些律法的时候，神已经与他们建立了关系。
So in keeping with his focus on the relationship, God says, return to me.Restore the relationship. Show that you love me.
所以神的旨意是要保持这种关系。他说到回转与我重建关系。
And they respond at the end of verse 7.
然后他们就回答在这个第七节再回答。
How are we to return?
我们如何能够回转呢？
And it seems like an innocent question.
这好像是一个天真无辜的问题。
We think it means like, what do you mean by return?
好像这些子民在问这个上帝，让我们回转是什么意思？
But the reality of the question was not asked out of a genuine desire for change.
但是事实上，这个问题他们的动机并不是想要改变他们自己。
It wasn't even asked out of curiosity.
也并不是好像非常的对这个问题感兴趣。
Rather, it's a question implying innocence.
好像这个问题实际上是他们想声明自己的无辜和清白。
In other words, they're asking, how can we turn away, or how can we return if we've never turned away?
换一句话说，我们本来就没有远离你，那么我们怎么需要回转呢？
In short, they don't think that they need to repent.
简单来说，他们不觉得他们需要悔改。
They don't realize that they turned away from God.
他们没有认识到他们实际上已经转离神。
And perhaps you and I don't realize it either.
也许你和我今天也没有认识到这一点。
Maybe we, like they, have experienced the slow drift.
也许我们跟他们一样正在经历这个慢慢的飘离。
But God responds quickly to them and to us, the prophet Malachi.
但是神通过先知马拉基非常 很快的来回答他们。
He tells them an action that they can take.
他告诉他们他们应该做的事情。
Does repent or return or restore the relationship through giving.
他的答案是通过给予来悔改回头重建与神的关系。
Look at the exact words in verses 8 and 9.
那我们来看一下八节和九节的经文。人岂可多取神之物呢？你们竟多取我的供物，你们却说我们在何事上夺取你的供物呢？就是你们在当纳的十分之一和当献的供物上，因你们通过的人都多取我的供物，咒诅就临到你们身上。
He accuses them of being thieves. In other words, they're robbing him.
他指责他们是成为这个贼，他们夺取了神的物。
And how are they robbing him?
他们如何夺取了神的物呢？
Well, we see in verses that follow 10 to 12 that they had experienced a curse.
我们看下面的经文，我们知道他们在当时是受了咒诅。
They faced drought and pestilence and crop failure.
他们当时是有干旱、有虫灾，并且没有收成。
And because of these hardships, they had stopped tithing.
因为有这些的苦难，所以说他们就没有当时停止了当纳的十分之一。
In their mind, they stopped giving to God because God wasn't blessing them.
在他们的心里面是因为神没有祝福他们，所以说他们停止了奉献。
You see, they expected that God would bless them.
你可以看见他们是期望这个神要先来祝福他们。
This was the nation who returned to Jerusalem after the exile.
这是以这样的一个民族，他们才从流亡回到这个耶路撒冷。
They had rebuilt the temple.
他们才重建了圣殿。
They thought these things would bring God's blessing and His presence, but what they experienced was hardship.
他们觉得他们所做的事，这些事情应该带来神的祝福和神的同在，但是他们所经历的却是这样的困境。
And because of this hardship, they stopped giving the tithe.
因为这样的困境，所以说他们就停止了这个十一奉献。
Unfortunately for them, though, they got it backwards.
实际上他们把这个事情的顺序看到了。
As one writer puts it, these natural disasters were the result, not the cause of the nation's disobedience.
有一个学者指出这些天灾是结果，而不是造成这个民族他不顺服的原因。
In other words, they didn't see God work wonders, not because he had changed, but because they hadn't.
换一句话说，他们没有看见神的工作，不是因为神变化了，而是因为他们没有顺服神。
Henry Blackaby explains.
Henry Blackaby 他解释道
，Whenever we stray from God to any degree, He disciplines us in increasing measure until we return.
当我们离开神到某种程度的时候，神他会用来更高的这样的程度来磨练我们，直到我们来回转啊。
And this is what happened to them.
这就是当时发生的事情在以色列民族。
They had turned away, so God brought discipline, but that pushed them further away.
他们远离神，所以说神呢就给他们带来这样的磨练，那么他们就甚至就更远离神。
What does God suggest they do to return to Him?
那么神是怎么样给他们答案，建议他们怎么样回转。
There to return or to restore the relationship through giving.
通过奉献，通过给予来回转，来重建关系。
Verses 10 to 12 describe how and why they should give.
在十节到十二节里面解释到他们如何并且应该怎么样给予。万军之耶和华说，你们要将当纳的十分之一全然送入仓库，使我家有粮，以此试试我是否为你们敞开天上的窗户，屈服于你们，甚至无处可容。万军之耶和华说，我必为你们赐着蝗虫，不容它毁坏你们的土产，你们田间的葡萄树在未熟之先也不掉果子。万军之耶和华说，万国必称你们为有福的，因你们的地必成为喜乐之地。
So how should they return?
所以他们如何能够回转神呢？
By bringing the whole tithe into the storehouse.
将他们当纳的十分之一全然送入仓库。
For those who don't know, a tithe is literally one tenth.
对你们中间也许不熟悉的，那么这个 当那十分之一实际上是就是百分之十。
It's one tenth of what grew in their fields or came from their flocks.
那么是他们田产的十分之一，或者是他们的这个动物的这个十分之一。
And this tithe is given for multiple reasons.
那么这个当那十分之一呢，它有几种原因。
It was given to support the temple ministry.
一个呢，它是支持这个圣殿的事工。
It was given for the benefit of those in need.
那它也是供给那些有需要的。
And it was given to be enjoyed in the presence of God.
同时呢，它也是给予让这个圣徒能够享受与神的同在。
Which means they got to eat it themselves.
意思是他们也可以享受他们的这个奉献。
So in spite of all these functions, the people of Malachi had stopped bringing in the tithe.
那即使有这些的功能和原因，那么在马拉基书上那个时候的这个子民他们停止了这个奉献。
To make things worse, when they did bring in tithes and offerings, they brought God the things that were left over rather than the things that were right, as we see at the beginning of the book.
更糟糕的是，在马拉基书的前面，我们看到，当他们在奉献的时候，他们是奉献是使他们剩下的，而且不是这个这个应当的。
This was not acceptable to God and was a symptom of hearts that had already turned away.
这个对于神来说是不能够接受的，这也是他们的心远离神的一个记号。
The solution was to return to God, restore the relationship through.Tithing, forgiving.
一个答案，一个神给的一个答案，就是通过奉献，通过给予来转来转转向神，并且重建关系。
Why should they do that?
为什么他们需要这样做呢？
Three reasons.
有三个原因。
Look at verse 10 for the first reason.
我们来看第十节来看第一个原因。
The Lord Almighty says, "Test me in this."
神说以此试试我。
God invites them to test him, to show them that he is reliable.
神邀请他们来试他自己，以此他显明给他们神是信实的。
This is one of the only times in the Bible where the Lord invites people to test him.
实际上在圣经里面这是一个唯一的一个地方神邀请他的子民来试试他。
In effect, the Lord is saying, I will prove to you that I will be faithful to keep my promises.
实际上神是这样说，我要给你这个证明我是这个信实的。
The second reason for tithing is found in verses 11 and 12.
第二个原因，对十一奉献第二个原因是在这个十一节里面。
They are told to tithe in order to experience God's blessing.
他们被告诉他们应将当那十分之一奉献是因为要经历神的祝福。
God desired to bless them.
神是一个祝福神的人的神。
When they would return to God through giving the tithe, they would experience God's blessing.
当他们通过奉献来归回神的时候，他们就要经历神的祝福。
He would remove the drought, as seen in the phrase in verse 10, throw open the floodgates of heaven.
他会将这个干旱给这个去掉，同时他会敞开天上的窗户。
That he would prevent pests from devouring your crops in verse 11.
他也要解决这个虫灾。
And he'd keep the crops from failing in verse 11.
同时让他们的这个田产丰富，就好像十一节里面他在提到。
He would bless them abundantly in order to meet their needs.
他会大大的丰富的提供给他们满足他们的需要。
And as their needs were met, other people around them would take notice.
好像十二节里面提到，当他们的需要被满足的时候，他们周围的人就会看到。
In fact, the Lord wanted to bless them so that people from other nations would enter into relationship with God through seeing those blessings.
实际上，神要祝福这个民族，使得他们周围的万邦都能够认识神通过看到神给以色列民族的祝福。
But more than bringing the nations to Himself.God was seeking to draw the people of Israel to himself.
实际上他不是神不是简单的把这个万邦这个带回来，而是呢先把这个以色列民族来作为他拣选的民族。
The third and the main reason for them to give was in order to restore the relationship.
那么第三个原因要奉献的是为了重建这个关系。
They could return to God through giving.
他们可以回转神通过这个奉献。
And this is exactly what the Lord Almighty wanted. He wanted not their possessions, He wanted their heart.
这就是神他所想要的，他不是要他们的财物，而是要他们的心。
He wanted them to turn back to Himself.
他要他们来回转向神。
He wanted them to grow in Him.
他要他们在他的里面来成长。
So we see from Malachi that talking about money and giving financially is absolutely essential for spiritual maturity.
所以我们在马拉基书里面看到的这个奉献，在财务上的奉献是灵命成熟的不可缺少的要素。
It is the only way that God tells His people to return to Him in this passage.
那么在这段里面是神告诉他的子民回转向他的这个唯一的一个方式。
So now we know how they gave and why they gave.
所以说现在我们知道了他们是怎么样要给予，并且为什么要给予。
They didn't give because their hearts had already turned away from God.
他们当时没有奉献是因为他们的心已经远离神。
They rejected God's decree.
他们拒绝神的这个典章。
And we see God's solution.
那么我们看到神给的一个答案。
It says repent, return, restore the relationship through giving.
就是悔改，回转，通过给予来重建关系。
The same solution that God recommends for them is the solution that God recommends for us today.
神在那个时候给以色列民的这个答案，也是今天他给我们说话，给我们今天的人的一个答案。
The way for us to combat that slow drift away from God or the outright rebellion is to return to Him through giving.
当我们要与这个慢慢飘离我们相斗争的时候，我们的需要做的就是要给予，要奉献。
So as a church, how are we doing in returning to God?
所以作为一个教会的层面的话，我们做的怎么样呢？
To answer that question, let's look at our giving.
那么要回答这个问题呢，我们来看一下我们的奉献。
Through the third quarter, we as a church have given around $525,000.
那么在今年第三个季度结束的时候，我们教会一共有奉献525,000。
We are projected to have a total offering of around $700,000 this year for our whole church.
那么我们计划今年的奉献的计划是70万。
Now within the church we have 237 giving units, that is families or individuals who give.
那么在我们的教会呢，我们有237个奉献的单元，那包括个人和这个家庭。
Of these 237 families individuals, 30 of them give 55% of the church's income.
那么在这237个家庭和个人的奉献单元里面呢，30个给了55%的奉献。
So let me put this into perspective for you.
那么我再就是从另外一个角度来看。
Okay, there are about 30 people right over here on the side of the room.
那么想象好像有30个人在这边，房子的这边。
Let's say, for example, that these are the 30 people who give 55% of the church offering. These 30.
那我们举个例啊，比如说这30个人就是那30个奉献单元，他们给了55%的教会的奉献。
This means that the rest of the church, not just the rest of people here, but the rest of the entire church gives only 45%.
那么这意思说是其他的人在这个实际上不只是在这个房间里面的整个这个教会里面的只给了45%。
What this tells me is that some people in the church are giving, they're tithing, they're giving maybe even more than 10%.
那么这就告诉我，那么在教会里面的一些人，他们谨守11奉献，也许他们奉献超过11。
But it also tells me that the majority of us are not.
那同时他也告诉我，实际上我们大部分人都没有做到这个11奉献。
Most of us, if we're in that 207 group,
大部分人如果我们是在这个207个这样的奉献的单元里面的话
，we are giving on average around $1,521 a year.
我们实际上是平均大概是1521元一年的奉献。
This certainly is not as high. It's certainly not 10% of our income.
这显然不是这个我当纳的十分之一啊，或者是10%的我们的收入。
And why is this the case? Why does it happen like that?
为什么会发生呢？
I can only ask questions.
我只能够问问题。
For example, do we think that what we have is our own?
比如说，我们认为我们所拥有的都是我们自己的吗？
Do we think that what we have doesn't belong to the Lord?
我们所拥有的难道不是属于这个神的吗？
Or do we think that we need to provide resources for our family? We need all of our resources, as if we can do better for our family than God can.
或者是不是我们这样想，我们需要我们所有的这个能力来供养我们的家庭，好像我们不信任神能够更好的供应我们的家庭。
Or do we think that we can show our love for God by giving, you know, parts of our life?
好像我们可以就是将我们只是一部分的生命给神来表示我们对神的爱。
That we can love him by giving him a small percentage of our income, but not our whole life as seen in giving generously and giving a large portion of our income.
比如说我们只是将我们的收入的一点点极少一部分献给神，而不是将我们全人这样的全身的献给神。
Or can you or I give the Lord $1,521 a year and tell him that we are not robbing him?
那么你和我今天如果我们给神只是1500一年的话，我们能够说我们没有在抢夺神的物吗？
Now I realize that some of you have questions too.
那么我认识到你们也许有一些问题。
For example, why should I give money to God since, well, God doesn't need it?
比如说为什么我要奉献给神呢？他实际上并不需要这个。
Or why should I give money to the church?
或者说我为什么要这个奉献给教会呢？
Let me address those concerns right away.
让我将这些问题来解释一下。
Okay, it is true that God does not need your money.
是对的，就是神，我们的神并不需要你们的这个钱财。
Paul tells us that God isn't served by human hands as if he needed anything in the book of Acts.
那么在使徒行传里面，保罗说到神他不用人手服侍，好像缺少什么。
But God does command his people to bring in the tithe in the Old Testament, and he does command his people to give in the New Testament.
但是神他命令他的子民奉献十分之一在这个旧约里面，同时在新约里面他也命令他的子民要慷慨的给予。
God expects that you and I will give in order to meet needs.
神他的一个要求是你和我们都要给予，要奉献，为了满足需要。
Not God's needs. God has no needs.
不是神的需要，因为神他没有需要。
But the church does.
而是教会的需要。
The church has needs, even financial needs, so that its people can keep doing the work of God, namely advancing His kingdom.
这教会有需要特别是这个财务的需要，所以说。他的这个子民可以继续做神的工，最主要的就是扩张神的国度。
This could mean supporting missions or helping the needy and the poor.
那么比如说支持这个宣教，或者是帮助有需要的或者是贫穷的。
It could mean providing for the support of pastors so that they can give their full attention to ministry rather than having to take a side job.
或者是支持支付牧者他们的薪水，使得他们可以全时间的来事工，而不是要做第二份工。
And giving to the church is like giving to God.
奉献给教会实际上就是奉献给神。
After all, Jesus Christ identifies himself with the church.
实际上耶稣基督他也确定他与教会的关系。
It is his body, he is the head, it is his bride.He is the bridegroom.
教会是他的身体，他是教会的头，教会是他的心腹，他是这个新郎。
And he identifies himself with the poor and needy, who are helped as the resources are distributed through the church, which we saw in the early church in Acts chapter 6.
耶稣他也是关心穷人和有需要的人。那么在早期教会里面，我们看到 这个圣经里面经常跟我们提到教会对于穷人和有需要人的施工。
Giving to the church does meet needs, namely the needs of the church and the people who are served by the church.
奉献给教会实际上就是满足了这个教会的需要和教会所侍奉的那个群体的人的需要。
But perhaps you also have a question, why, well, the church doesn't serve me.
也许你还在这个还有问题那么实际上教会并没有供应我呀。
So perhaps you're thinking, well, how do I benefit from giving financially?
也许你会问，那么我自己得到了什么？其实我奉献的话
，We'll get there. We will.
那么我会再进一步解释，请稍等一下。
But before we do that, let me offer two clarifications before we dive into biblical guidelines for giving.
那么待我解释一下呢？请让我。来解释有两点是关于奉献的圣经的这方面的指导。
Okay, first clarification. Give you one more click. There we go.
那么第一个我想解释的是
，Okay, I am not going to benefit personally from your increased giving.
我当你们奉献增加了之后，我自己不会受益。
Okay, if the church ended up with a surplus of $50,000 at the end of this year, it's not like each pastoral staff is going to get a $10,000 bonus in January.
如果这个教会今年有5万的盈余的话，在这个年底，并不是说是我们牧者每人可以得1万。
Okay, pastors don't get paid on commission.
我们不是根据这个收入来收取收成或者收成收入佣金。
Okay, if we did, we would end up sounding like car salesmen.
如果是的话，我们就好像是就是卖车的一样。
Thankfully, it doesn't work like that.
很欣慰的是，他这个教会并不是这么工作的。
So this morning, as we talk about money, I'm not seeking your money. I'm seeking your heart.
所以今天早上在我在谈到这个钱财的时候，我寻找的不是你们的钱，而是寻找你们的心。
Second clarification.
那么第二个我要解释的是
，This is for those who already give their tithe, and you guys.
就是对于那些已经在当纳的十分之一的时候。
Okay, we need to guard our hearts to make sure that we don't just give one tenth to ease our conscience and help us feel like, well, I've given a tenth, I've done my part.
我们需要要保守我们的心，使得我们知道我们刚给十一的时候，并不是为了满足我们自己的这个良心的需要，好像说是我们做了，我们已经做好了。
The reality is that we can still turn away from God while giving the tithe.
那么事实上是我们仍然可能远离神，即使我们在给这个十一奉献的时候。
This was the case of the Pharisees.
那么在法利赛人，他们就是这样的一个例子。
They gave the tithe and thought that their obedience would earn them righteousness before God.
他们就是严格遵守这个十一奉献，认为他们所行的就会神就会称他们为义。
But as we see in the New Testament, their hearts were clearly turned away from God.
但是就好像我们在新约里面看到一样，他们的心是背离神的。
In Jesus' day, they had to give a tenth.
那在耶稣的那个时代的时候，他们严格遵守十一奉献。
But because of what Christ has done for us on the cross, giving everything to us, then when we become a Christian, well, we belong to Him.
但是呢，耶稣基督他把他全人完全的这个奉献为我们而死，因此呢，今天我们所有的我们都应该是属于神的。
And when we become God, that means that everything we have belongs to Him.
当我们成为神的这个子民的时候，我们所拥有的实际上都是属于神的。
So、this morning, I'm actually not going to say that you should tithe.
所以今天早上我并不是我不会说你必须要十一奉献。
So hear me clearly. If you do not give a tithe, it is a very good place to start.
那么，如果你那个还没有就是做十一的时候呢，那么十一实际上是一个很好的开始。
This morning I am going to tell you that you should give.
今天早上我想告诉你们的是，你们应该这个奉献，应该给予。
So then these guidelines for how to give biblically are for each one of us.
那么在我们谈到这些经文的时候来帮助我们怎么样给予的时候是实际上给我们每一个人的帮助。
Whether we're among those who give regularly and generously,
不管我们是属于那种近期和这个慷慨给予的那一部分人。
Or among those who give infrequently and minimally,
或者是属于啊、那一部分啊、就是很少给予的人。
Through this passage, God guides us to restore relationship through giving.
那么在这段经文里面，神是通过啊、以色列人来告诉我们如何与他重建关系，通过给予。
And one essential for any relationship is trust.
啊、对于任何的关系，一个很重要的要素就是这个相信。
As we give, we need to give out of trust.
当我们在给予的时候，我们必须是从我们的心的完全的这个信心来给予。
One reason that we do not give simply is because we do not trust God.
那么有一个原因我们没有能够奉献，是因为我们没有完全的来相信神。
We think that we need to provide for ourselves or our families rather than trusting God to take care of us.
我们认为我们需要能够来供养我们自己和我们的家庭，而不是完全依靠神来供养。
And because of that, we don't give generously.
因为这样，所以说我们就不能够这个慷慨的给予。
But giving is an act of faith.
但是呢，奉献或者给予是一个信心的行为。
And thankfully, that faith is placed in our Lord Almighty, who does provide for us richly.
那么，感恩的是这样的这个信心是信使，实际上就是在我们的神那里，他实际上已经慷慨的供应给我们。
We sang about how God provided for us this morning in our worship.
我们在今天早上的就唱到这样的诗歌，神怎么样供应我们。
Well, let me try to put it another way for you.
让我从另外一个角度来看这个问题。
We tend to think of tithing as God wants me to give him 10% of my income.
我们实际上在想到这个十一奉献的时候，我们会想到神他要我将我的收入的十分之一都给他吗？
But God shows us by asking for tithe, shows us his incredible generosity.
但实际上是神在这里向我们显示他自己的这种宽宏大量。
Basically, he's saying, I'll let you keep 90% of what I give you, or more.Or a little less. Just give me 10% of your income or more.
实际上他是在说啊，你可以把我供给你的90%都留下，而只是给我10%左右。
God does provide for us so that we can give out of trust.
神实际上一直在供我们，以至于我们能够凭着信心来奉献。
This morning's passage points to another guideline for giving.
那今天早上的经文呢？又带出另外一个这个奉献的一个准则。
Restore the relationship by giving out of love.
这个就是凭着爱心来奉献与神恢复关系。
You guys know that you can tell what other people love or what they care about by the way that they spend their time and their money.
你们知道我们看人知道他们爱或者关心什么的时候，我们只要看他们的这个怎么在什么地方花他们的时间和钱。
So if we were to look at how you spend your time and your money, what would we find out about what you love?
如果我们来看一下你是怎么样花你的时间和钱的时候的话，我们就会看出来你是真正的爱什么。
You guys understand that when you delight in a person, there's nothing that you wouldn't give to be with them.
你们也理解，当你们想取悦于一个人的时候，你不会不给他任何你所拥有的东西。
When you love someone, you gladly sacrifice to give to them or to give for them.
当你爱一个人的时候，你会非常高兴的、喜乐的来牺牲来给予他。
For this reason, wouldn't it be strange if I said that I loved my wife, and as a show of my incredible love for her, I gave her 1/10 of my income?
那么，如果我们打个比喻的话。是不是很奇怪？如果我说我爱我的太太，那么为了表示我的这个爱呢，我给她10%的这个收入。
But we say that we love God and we give Him less than that.
那么我们说了我们爱神，而同时呢，我们又给神甚至更少的我们的这个收入。
See, the truth is that because I love my wife, everything that I have belongs to her.
那么一个。真理是因为我爱我的太太，所有我拥有的都是属于她的。
Because I love God, everything that I am and everything that I have belongs to Him, not just 1/10 of my income.
因为我爱神，所以说我所拥有的 完全都是属于神，而不只是百分之十。
When I give to God out of love, then I will likely give more than 10%.
当我凭着爱心来奉献给神的时候，我就会很自然的奉献超过十分之一。
Tithing then isn't the end point for our giving as Christians. It is just the beginning.
当然十分之一这不只是不是我们作为基督徒我们奉献的终点，而是一个起点。
But most of us in the church haven't even started at this beginning point.
但是我们教会里面大部分人还没有在这个起点开始。
In 2 Corinthians chapter 9:7, we see another guideline for giving.
在哥林多后书的第九章七节，我们看到另外一个奉献的准则。
It says that each of you should give what you decided in your heart to give, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver.
个人要遂本心所酌定的，不要作难，不要勉强，因为捐得乐意的人是神所喜爱的。
Restore the relationship then by giving gladly or with joy.
我们要非常喜乐的来给予，来重建与神的关系。
This makes sense, right?
那这个能够理解，对吧？
No one wants to receive a gift that's given begrudgingly.
没有人愿意接到一个礼物，那么给的人是不甘心的。
Then it's not a gift, it's a duty. I have to do this.
那它就变成不是礼物，而是一种这个责任，我必须要这样做。
So when you give, then give gladly out of recognition of all that God has done for you and all that He has given you.
所以当你给予的时候，你要我全心的这个要喜乐，要认识到神完全的就是祝福了你，供应给你。
Now, I know that we're sinners.
那我也认识到我们都是罪人。
And so we are tempted to use this as an excuse for not giving.
那么我们也常常用这个作为理由来不给予。
We think, I'm not cheerful, so I cannot give.
我们说我今天不高兴，所以说我就不奉献了。
God actually expects that you will give.
那么神实际上是他希望你要这个给予。
He expects that you will do it cheerfully.
他要求你也是这种高兴的给予。
If you find it hard to be a cheerful giver,
如果你觉得就是很难作为一个就是甘心的这种奉献，
do not stop giving.
不要停止这个奉献。
Rather ask God to change your heart so that you can give gladly.
你要就是求神来改变你的心，使得你可以喜乐的这个奉献。
Ask God to reveal to you why you find it so hard to give cheerfully.
求神来向你这个显明。为什么你觉得就是很难喜乐的这样的给予？
Ask God to change your focus from yourself to change your focus to Him.
求神将你的眼目定睛不要在你的身上，而是定睛在神的身上。
Because He has already given so much for you.
因为神已经供给你了太多太多。
So we act then by giving gladly.
所以说我们应该做的就是喜乐的这种给予。
And we see another guideline for giving out of 2 Corinthians chapter 9.
我们也在哥林多后书的九章也看到另外一个给予的准则。
We can restore the relationship through giving as an imitation of God.
我们可以通过效仿神来跟他恢复关系。
Let me explain.
让我解释。
See, our God is a God who blesses and desires to pour out blessings.
我们的神是一个祝福人的神，他的心愿是将他的祝福全部都倾倒给我们。
We see that in the passage this morning.
我们就是看到在经文里面，今天早上已经看到这一点。
But God does not bless His people so that they can afford His blessing.
但是神不只是祝福他的人，以至于他的人民只是来储存他的这个祝福。
God blesses us in order that we may be a blessing to others.
神祝福我们。原因是我们可以做他的管道，成为他人的祝福。
So that when we give, we are imitating God who gives so much to us.
所以当我们给予奉献的时候，我们实际上在效仿神，因为神他已经给了太多。
When we give, we are being a blessing.
当我们在奉献的时候，我们就成为祝福。
For example, by giving the church, we are blessing the church, and we bless others through the church, like the poor, the widows, the orphans, through our Samaritan fund.
比如说在我们给教会的时候，我们实际上在祝福这个教会，我们在祝福教会所关心的这些人，比如说我们的慈善基金就是给那些需要的贫穷的人。
You can bless others by giving, by giving to that Samaritan fund, by giving to the church, or by even visiting the cafeteria and taking an ornament off that tree. So you can be a blessing.
你可以通过奉献给教会基金、慈善基金，甚至你可以到我们的饭厅，然后将那个圣诞树上那些就是装饰把它取下来，然后你来给予。
Second Corinthians chapter 9:8 puts it this way.
那么在哥林多后书9:8是这样讲到。
Says, and God is able to bless you abundantly, so that in all things at all times, having all that you need, you will abound in every good work.
神能将各样的恩惠多多的加给你们，使你们凡事常常充足，能多行各样善事。
In short, we can give generously because we have been blessed generously.
简单来说，我们可以非常慷慨的奉献，因为神已经这样慷慨的来祝福了我们。
One final guideline for giving this morning.
那最后的一个早上我们要提到的奉献的一个准则。
When we give, we can give out of a desire for restored relationship.
我们给予的时候，我们要想到我们通过这样可以与神恢复关系。
We can give in order to return to God.
我们能够通过给予来回转向神。
You may have wondered, well, what do I gain from giving?
你也许在想，那我奉献了，但是我得到什么呢？
Well, here's the answer. Through giving, you're blessing yourself by doing what is necessary to return to God.
那么实际上答案就是在这里，通过奉献，你在祝福你自己，你在做这样的一个必要的一个步骤，使你回转向神。
By giving, you are reorienting your heart by putting your money where your focus needs to be, namely on the Lord Jesus Christ.
通过这个奉献呢，你在重整你自己的心里面的这个谁是更重要的，而把你的钱财放到最重要的上面。
Okay, giving restores relationship.
奉献它使我们重建与神的关系。
I saw this principle at work just last Friday night.
我看见这样的一个这样的一个准则在工作，实际上是上星期五晚上。
My daughter was being stubborn and she wasn't listening to me.
我的女儿她非常的这个倔强，她不听我的。
I was frustrated. She was crying.
我非常的这个苦恼，然后她也在哭泣。
A few minutes later, I had to leave to come here for church.
几分钟以后，我当时不得不离开要来教会。
But before I left, she told me to wait.
但是在我走以前，她突然叫我等一下。
She ran to the drawer, pulled out a pen and a paper, and drew me a picture to take with me to work.
她很快的就跑到那个抽屉里面，拿了一个笔和一个纸，然后给我画了一个画给我。
She was giving me this small gift, okay, which came from things that belonged to me, with my pen and my paper. She was showing that the relationship was restored.
通过给我这个小小的礼物呢，那么他是向我表达我们的这个关系已经被恢复了。他通过用我的这个纸和笔。
Through giving the small gift, we see that, and we can through giving the small gift, we see that we can restore the relationship.
通过给神就是这样的一个这个给予一个礼物，我们可以看见，我们可以通过给予来恢复与神的关系。
So、we can do this.The same thing with our Lord, giving to Him what already belongs to Him.
我们可以做同样的事情，我们来对神，对我们的主来做同样的事情。
Giving financially to the church returns us to the head of the church.
当我们把我们的这个奉献给教会的时候呢，我们实际上把奉献就是给这个教会的头，耶稣基督。
Now, believe it or not, this morning, my primary desire is not that you give more money to the church.
那不管你们是不是相信，今天早上我主要的愿望不是你们给教会奉献更多的钱。
Sure, I think it's necessary for Christian maturity, and I think it's a great idea.
当然我觉得这个是一个我们灵命成长或者成熟的一个必要的但是呢也是一个很好的。
But that's not my main goal.
但是不是我主要的目的。
To be completely transparent.
那么我想就是对你们完全的透明。
My primary desire for you this morning is that you return to God.
我最主要的这个愿望是今天早上是你们回转向神。
I want to see you have a restored relationship.
我想看见你们与神有一个重建的这样的关系。
And the way that you can do that is by giving your money as we see in this passage.
那么这样的一个方式你们可以重建与神的关系呢，就是来奉献，好像我们今天早上看到的经文一样。
Through giving generously,
通过这个慷慨的奉献,
we can honestly say to God, I want to return to you.
我们可以这个诚实地告诉神，我想要回转归向你。
And we can trust his gracious promise when he responds by saying, I will return to you.
并且我们可以凭着信心相信他有恩典丰富的应许，当他说到我要转向你们。
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Lord Jesus, you say that where our treasure is, there our hearts will be also.
主耶稣基督，你说我们的心在哪里，我们的财宝又在哪里。
Help us then to put our treasure with you.
帮助我们，让我们把我们的财宝放在你的身上。
Help us to put our treasure with your body, the church, so that we can return to you.
帮助我们把财宝放在你自己的身体，教会身上，以至于我们可以转向给你。
Lord, you can have our money and our possession.
主啊，你可以拥有我们的财产，也可以拥有我们的所有。
Because we desire that you, first and foremost, have our hearts.
因为我们所盼望的是你要完全得着我们的心。
Help us to love you and show it by giving.
帮助我们能够爱你，并且通过我们的奉献，我们来表达出来。
Make us mature and complete in you.
让我们在你的里面成熟，并且能够完全。
In your name we pray.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.